It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to the Ministry of Motivation. I'm your host, John Lowe. You are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. This program will not be about the typical church-going people or the people who have stopped going to church. When you talk about religions or politics, it usually put a division line between the people. I'm just an ordinary guy who just wants to help people with the aid of the Bible to have a more balanced life. This show is about ordinary people and ordinary pain. Not the kind you see on television, like the wife of Atlanta, a basketball wife. And the topic of this show is taming. That will be the topic of today. And now we will be coming from Isaiah chapter 48, verse 9. But at this time, let me open up with a prayer to God. God, I would like to approach your throne and ask of you to help us to continue to fight off the correctness of our ways so we can receive all of your blessings that you have for us. This I pray in your Son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. We have a new segment called Hip Hop National Honor Roll. We want to recognize the kids for their hard work in school and doing a great job. And we're going to recognize Josh Wiggins and Sarah Wiggins, the honor roll students. They attend Somerset Academy in Fort Lauderdale. And we just want to recognize them for their hard work and the great job they're doing in school. That is Josh Wiggins and Sarah Wiggins. I thank their brothers and sisters. They are honor roll students and attend Somerset Academy in Fort Lauderdale. And I just would like to say, I know the father and mother are proud parents, a fine example of family working together. But after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation, and you listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
There will be marching. We down south. Song will be singing in the east. Song will be gathering. We in the west. Song will be shouting. We in the north.
They will be marching. We down south.
Every day that this world changed. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. Why can't we come together in the 229? It's so much violence dying here, a lot of people dying. See, this is a cold world that we living in. And this is a cold world that we trying to take. We gotta make it home. We gotta change our life. We gotta do it for the good and the bad, home. It's people out in prison, every day they fighting charges. It's soldiers in the army, every day they fighting war. My people's in the hospital, every day they fighting pain. My people's in the nursing home, don't even
time to. I'm speaking to the 229. Let's stop the violence. Don't 4-5 and I'm AK. Let's put them guns away.
They
put them
will
up.
Be marching without doubt.
So they will be.
Oh, dog. Whatever you need to insert, dog. Cause I don't judge
It's time to play. You're ready to go. Ready to go. Radio promo right here on Hip Hop National Radio. That's right. Hip Hop National Radio will help you get the word out about your business,
your music,
or music products starting as low as $15 a spot. We aim to meet your advertising needs. We do viral marketing, website development,
website hosting,
internet audio presentation,
voiceovers,
professional beat production,
publicity,
radio and record promotion,
consulting,
corporate identity,
event planning and promoting,
printing, graphic design,
CD pressing
and duplication,
voice on home,
radio commercial production,
TV commercial production,
video production,
call conversion,
contracts and more. For more details, log on now to www.hiphopnationalradio.com or call 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555.
It's time to hit the studio, and it's only one place to go. That's right, my boy KB puts it down. He is your one-stop shop, from producing your music to taking your entire photo shoot. He simply does it all. Music and video production, artist development, mixing and mastering, CD artwork, and CD duplication. You just need to give him a call at 214-296-7817. Conveniently located inside Big T Plaza in the Big D of Dallas. That's just where he sits, but he is worldwide. He has all you need, and the only thing missing is you. So give him a call at 214-296-7817. KB Studio, where he's taking the star to the next level.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard I Pray, and before then you heard March. Topic of the show tonight is Taming Your Temper. And the scripture that we will come from is Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 9. This is one of my favorite scriptures here, Isaiah chapter 48 and verse 9. The scripture here have a very, touched me in a very special way about 11 years ago. I was at my house and I was reading my Bible and I ran across this scripture and I read it and it really touched me in a way and began me to humble myself in life and to check myself. Now, Isaiah chapter 48, verse 9, it reads, "For the sake of my name, I shall check my anger, and for my praise I shall restrain myself toward you, that there may be no cutting you off." And this is God to the Israels, or the Israelites, the chosen one. And these are the words that God said, that he would check his anger. So that definitely means that we need to check ourselves every day. If God check himself, we definitely need to check ourselves. See, God's determination promised no regrets. You must vandalize wickedness. Represent something greater than discomfort. Take a successful stand against what you should know to resist temptation. Sometimes you will feel like quitting and giving up when things seem too hard to go another inch. Now, you should see all the faces and hear all the people saying, "I knew he or she wasn't going to be anybody." At that point, something needs to happen to your mind. It should refuse to see and hear anything but, "I can do it. I have a place and I belong here with everybody else." Only at that point, God's spirit will touch all your fears and run them away. See, love starts out like a blank sheet of paper. As we fill this blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experience of life that shape our individuality and personality. Until you expire, you should not take away your integrity from yourself. Some people are used to having a war zone going on in their life. Once the war is over, people still fighting with themselves. It could have been a relationship that was abuse. You was in a relationship, it was abuse and mental, physically abused in this relationship. So condemn serve as a sign. So they have to create a personal war with anything or anybody. Now, the spirit of rejection and denial what empower the assault on their priorities. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it. Probably the only thing that is their own. Now, why the reason why their force is not strong, because when you fight over something, you fight with hate. When you fight for something, you fight with love. It's a terrible thing to live without love. The countries that will die unless you step over into love. When trouble comes, then dishonor will come. Self-doubt will discourage your motivating spirit. You have to contend with your own imperfection. Powerful emotions are involved. Are you willing to overlook past wrongs? Focus on improving your skills. Recognize Satan traps. Do not feel worthless or overly discouraged because discrimination was impolite. It wouldn't accept your forgiveness. I think about all the people in Ferguson, how they are hurting at this moment and crying out for us. Now gain God trust. Experience the truthfulness of those words. It isn't easy to deal with the hurt and pain that arise when you are a victim of mistreatment. Uncontrolled anger can cause you to take action that you will later regret. If you let yourself be consumed with resentment, you become as helpless as a hooked fish. One of the best ways to deal with trouble feeling is to talk to a person who went through distressing challenges. Confiding is often the first step towards emotional healing. If you can't bear a face-to-face talk, try writing a letter or speaking over the phone. But what if the hurt just won't go away? Remember this. Although you can't change what happened, you can change your reaction to what happened. Don't let yourself be conquered by the evil, but keep conquering the evil with the good. This is the thing that keeps your heart unlocked so that you can live. Do your mistakes cause you to feel miserable? If so, remember, Paul, he was a disciple of Jesus. He said, when I wish to do what is right, what is bad is present with me. So let that be the example, a role model, Paul-like. Read some of these stories in the Bible. And when you say to yourself, if I can't live up to the perfect ideal person, why try at all? Because God's chosen ones had flaws too. Some was fornicators, murderers, they spread lies, they was adulteries. But they kept fighting off the correctness of their ways. You may well have been disposed to rage, perhaps because of the influence of family, environment, or other factors. What you do with the rage is within your control. The question is, where do you want to be when it comes to your emotions, in the driver's seat or in the passenger seat? Others have learned to control their anger, and so can you. I used to have this pent-up anger, and often I take it out on whoever upset me next. could be my dog. Somebody borrowed something to wear and didn't ask me. Now that was a fight. But I didn't have to walk around like a stick of dynamite looking for a fuse. How often do you lose your temper? Never. Every week, every month, every day. Who is most likely to make you lose your temper? No one, parents, others, schoolmates, siblings. If you said he provoked me or he made me lose my temper, if so, your very words suggest that others are holding the remote control to your emotions. Admit to yourself, I allowed myself to be provoked. Acknowledge to yourself, I chose to overreact. Once you accept responsibility for your actions, you will be better able to change them. Sensible people will see trouble coming and avoid it. But an unthinking person will walk right into it and regret it later. People can sense that it takes real strength to display self-control. And they will respect you more if you do that. Now, I'm not talking about drama-driven people who just like to make somebody miserable. No, these are the negative people. I'm talking about positive people, always having things to say encouraging to you. And we'll not force a person to disobey his conscience. A soldier cannot serve in two armies at one time. Winners and losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say it may be possible, but it's too difficult. See the problem and let it happen. Your kid consideration deserves your most careful attention you have because their role model is the parent. That's who they need to show their greatness to is you. And so they work hard to impress you. But we get tied up in everybody else's problems and forget about the blessing. The only thing they want is to make you happy. But you let your problem affect your child's dreams. When you look into your child's eyes, do you see your pain in them? If so, let it go. Because that's what you will put in them. Do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. Learn how to let it go. To let go of things that happened in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet discovered about yourself. So please put it not into your kids, but put it into your strength so you can outrun any bad situation in life. Children are like young plants that develop and thrive when nurtured regularly with love and attention. They need water and sunlight to grow, just as plants do. Love and attention lay a firm foundation for your child to develop and become responsible and mature adults. So they start to act out because they don't have anybody to see their greatness. That's when they start to wonder, do people really care about me? So could them serve as a sign that it's no helper, it's pointless. So they try to take charge of their life. So they try to intrude their presence upon this world. They feel like that's the only way to reaffirm reality, by fighting and smoking and having sex. Now, they separate their emotions, and when you start to challenge them, that's when you realize your kids have changed. So you didn't get the chance to tell your kids how important for you to show them that you love them and give them the best side of you to see and not the worst side of you. Now, they became a threat to your confidence. Only then they think you will consider them having a stable place in life. What a person learns or does not learn during childhood can affect his future abilities. Such studies indicated that early childhood is critical time for developing the brain function necessary to handle information, expressing emotion normally, and become proficient in language. But pushing small children too hard and too fast stop them striking a reasonable, balanced understanding. Some kids, it's hard for them to follow instructions because they may not be fast learners, but they thorough learners. If a child can learn a whole song and remember every word, word from word, this kid is teachable. So I think kids are teachable. I mean, kids are teachable, and the only thing you have to do is make sure that they learn and take your time to explain things to them. It may not be fast learners, but they are thorough learners. So take your time and explain things to these kids, and they can learn. They have the capable ability to learn. So if you make a child feel loved and connected, brain development will follow. Infants delight in making you do something over and over, such as to pick up a top, to pick up a toy that they dropped. Infants have an extremely short attention span, so play only when they seem to enjoy it. So now, as a parent, stop putting your pain into your kids. We accept all genre of music, gospel, hip-hop, pop rock, R&B, country, and et cetera. We are hip-hop with a twist. The only thing we ask of you to keep it clean. We can get the word out on your music and to your new fan base. Upload your MP3 to www.hiphopnationalradio.com. And after these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, come into this place where I am. Thank you, Lord. And begin with me.
who fell from grace. He begged the church for forgiveness. He realized he made a mistake. And some folks left the church and said, "He's supposed to be a man of the cloth." See, they forgot he was the same man that prayed for them when they were lost. So glad God is not like man. He won't throw you away after you've done wrong. But I don't think you understand that you walk and put you back where you belong. God didn't give up on me. I'm so glad. God didn't give up on me. When I gave up, he didn't let me go. Oh, on my soul, yeah. It was God, yeah, that didn't give up. Listen, now it's easy to point the finger when the spotlight's not on you. Well, and we will be surprised what we see if the truth come out on you. And you need to show a little mercy and grace for somebody else, and take your foot off your brother and consider yourself. I'm glad God has done that.
Forever Memory Blankets is your only stop when thinking of memory items created from photos. Forever Memory Blankets creates blankets, pillows, bed covers, t-shirts, and so much more. Remember, all we need is an ordinary photo. FMB has done great work for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Oprah Winfrey, Music Soul Child, NBA All-Star Dwayne Wade. Forever Memory Blankets is doing it up for all of the stars, from Slim Thug to Bun B, and we cannot forget about our main man, Snoop Dogg. All you have to do is contact us today at www.fmblankets.com or call 469-893-0706. That's 469-893-0706, where we're taking ordinary to extraordinary.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
This station is a member of BOB. Band of online broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard God Didn't Give Up On Me, and before then, Holy Spirit, two beautiful songs. If you would like to call into this show and participate on this call, you can call into 213-559-2995 and press number 1 to get to participate on the topic. You can get involved in the discussion on the topic here, and you can relay your message or something that you would like to say to add on to this show of expressing yourself. So press the number 1, or you can call into the show at 213-559-2995. And the topic is taming your temper. Stop catering to the weakness. You know, take back your control. If you stumble, get up and move forward. Unleashing your pain is the breaking of the shell that enclose your understanding. Stop measuring yourself against other people's, because you don't have fears. You have other people's fears, what have been implanted in your mind. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's story about themselves. You know, your story starts out like a blank sheet of paper, and you fill this blank sheet with decisions, actions, and experience of life that shapes your individuality and personality. Strength does not come from you winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that's your strength. See, love has no other desire but to fulfill itself. Ask yourself, who changed the world? A powerful message of hope and comfort has affected lives of people earthwide. A great pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. Your everyday life has influence to hold heart and minds in your gentle grasp. You can transform hate to love. First, you have to repent and be merciful and willing to forgive. Self-control makes you remember the dramatic impact of unpleasant experiences that put a crushing defeat on your heart. So pain assaults on your priorities and confuses you. Disappointment allows fear to destroy your love. The conscience that will die unless you stop catering to the weakness and take back your control. You know, the conscience that will die unless you step over into love. Are you willing to overlook past wrong? If you stop concentrating just on the fragments of your life and stop letting your feelings control your actions. And do what you can and don't hold any grudges for anything that happened in your past as you was growing up. And learn how to let go of things in your life so you can manifest all the greatness you haven't yet about yourself. If you keep concentrating on your personal mistakes, you will feel like giving up whenever you are encountered with challenges that life will present itself. You must learn to refuse to be a slave in our own mind. Enslavement belongs to all corruption conditioned of the mind. That condition is not your fears, but the fears been implanted in your mind from other people. That's why people don't know themselves, because they've been living in somebody else's dirt of themselves. Because you were separated from your expectation, that's how limitation progress. If you refuse not to move out the way of life problems and face them head on, only then you will become unsatisfied, letting limitation have its way with your decisions. You don't always get what you wish for, but you always get what you work for. People will hate you, rape you, shake you, and break you. But how strong you stand is what makes you. There's winners and there's losers. Winners say it may be difficult, but it's possible. See the game and see the possibilities and make it happen. Losers say, it may be possible, but it's too difficult. See the problem and let it happen. Weakness is a choice. Nobody cares about your excuse, and nobody will pity your procrastinating. And nobody is going to cuddle you because it's your lazy butt. Move it. Motivation is what gets you started. Good habit is what keeps you going. Strength does not come from winning your struggle. Developing your strength when you go through hardship and decide not to surrender, that is strength. I think about the meaning of pain. Pain is a personal. It really belongs to the one that's feeling it and probably the only thing that is their own. If you want to change, you have to be willing to be uncomfortable. The walls in your life is there for protection against people who claim to love you. But the people using sly promises, insincere expression of affection to devour someone. Empowerment is the key to handling assault of destruction. The man on top of the hill is not as hungry as the man climbing the hill. There are some people who live in a dream world, and there are some who face reality. And then there are those who turn one into the other. It's not the knockdowns that define us. Reaching your goal doesn't prove what you're made of. Not quitting when you get discouraged along the way. While one person hesitates because he's feeling inferior, and the other is busy making mistakes and becoming superior. Superior. Pleasure in life is doing what people say you cannot do. If it is important to you, you will find a way. If not, you will find an excuse. Suffer the pain of discipline or suffer the pain of regret. If anybody out there listens to this show and you want to participate with this topic, all thing you have to do is smash number one, or you can call this show at 213-559-2995. After these breaks, we'll be right back with the Ministry of Motivation, and you are listening to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe.
The body of Christ is under attack, but we shall not be defeated because the God who is for us is more than the whole world against us. Yes, we're claiming victory today over poverty, sickness, disease, malice, and division. For the saints and for the Lamb of God. have even tried to set up strongholds within the church. But we proclaim in his faith that God has built his church upon Jesus Christ, the solid rock. And the gates of hell shall not prevail. Declare our victory in the name of Jesus.
Hip Hop National is now hiring interns and salespeople. Call us today at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555 for more details.
Welcome back to the Ministry of Motivation. You listen to this show through Hip Hop National Radio. I'm your host, John Lowe. You just heard Jehovah Reigns. I'm opening the line up to 995. State your name and where you calling from.
How are you, boy? My name is Jeremy Johnson, Brother Israel. Today's a beautiful day. I hear this topic that you have about temper. You know, sometimes we really can't control our tempers. You know, sometimes your temper starts to get the best of you. So I was wondering, is it the flesh or is it the spirit? You know, and sometimes as people, we start to get contaminated with other people's spirit, and we start to bear their problems. So as you were speaking, and I heard the conversation of measurement, when we measure things, sometimes we measure ourselves by other people. And if you're taking the measurement of another person, you're trying to fulfill that person's spirit or their place. But Paul said, is it him? Or is it another? And what he was saying was, we are the same spirit, but we are different. We are the spirit of Christ, but we're walking in different flesh. So sometimes we may manifest different things, but we're of the spirit of God. So this is why we have so much division in the church, because of the temper. So now if we can overcome the temper, we can actually humble ourselves. You know, brother, I spoke to a young lady today. And this young lady said, she said, well, people of Jesus, they don't move so fast and they're not so spontaneous. She said, God is grace and God is humble. So as I listened to the brother, and he was in Isaiah 48, it was saying in verse 17, it says, thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord your God who teaches you for your prophets, who lead you in the way you should go. Verse 18, oh, that you had listened to my commandments. Then your peace would be like a river and your righteousness like the waves of the sea.
Yeah, you made some great points. And like you say, and you was on point about it's the flesh. It's the thing that we're trying to cover is the flesh. That's where the temper comes from. It's the fleshy part of us and stuff like that. The spirit is nothing but peace and love. There's always going to be two fights there, but we need to make discernment and recognize who we are, individuality. Only then, when you find yourself, you will come in contact knowing who God are. And like you said, there were some great points that you made. And I see that you really get into your Bible and you study and you want to make a difference in people's lives. And like you was right on point, and you shed a lot of light on a lot of things for people out there. And
you know,
that's what Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you, brother, because you said something that really caught me for a minute. And when we come into knowing the nature of the situation, we are able to handle the situation. So now that you pointed out the temper, and we're coming into that last portion of scripture that I read that spoke about water, Jesus knew the temper of the storm, but the disciples couldn't understand the temper of the storm, so they couldn't tell the storm to have peace and be still. So as they lay and looked and saw the storm, they couldn't understand why the Christ, the anointed one, was asleep in the midst of the storm. But they didn't understand that he could control the storm, because it says that if you're the righteous of God, your sleep shall be sweet, you shall be in peace. So now we're going into an aspect, if you're in the body of Christ and you can't control your temper, you start to fall into a storm. And if you do not know the temper of this storm, how can you tell the storm, peace, be still? So I look at my flesh as one. I say, wow, how can I make this flesh and this spirit one? Could you explain that to me, brother?
You cannot actually make the spirit and flesh one. You can't actually make that, because there's a scripture say that how can flesh and blood enter into the kingdom of heaven? when that's gone, both cannot enter. It's going to be a separation of the flood of the flesh and the blood. So what you can do is try to harmonize and to get your temper under control and get your understanding of life under control. More you understand in life, further you're going to go in life. Less you understand, the more conflict that you're going to have out here in life. That's what's going to make your road more easy in life. It's not going to take all the trials and tribulations out your life, but it's going to make the journey more peaceful in life. Knowing yourself, and knowing your responsibility and knowing your purpose in life add up to the point of you trying to become oneness of the spirit.
So if I'm correct, I just want to make sure I'm understanding you correctly. You're telling me that once I become an imitator of Christ and I do the things of Christ, I'm harmonizing my flesh with my spirit, not making them one, because you said the flesh and blood shall not enter into the kingdom. You're telling me that I don't know how to address and understand because I'm looking in the eyes of Christ and I'm thinking like Christ. I think you just gave me a better understanding of what to do with my problems, because sometimes problems come at me and I just don't know how to handle them. So the way you just put it, it gives me a better, I want to use the word resolution, you know. And when I say resolution, I'm meaning if you have a color, or you have a bunch of colors mixed up, you can't tell which color it is. But once some things start to resolve, it gives me a better mind state. I really want to thank you for opening that gap, because I couldn't understand that portion, because I've been trying to mix the flesh with the spirit, and that's why I'm not accepting what Jesus gave. I think he said in Luke chapter 17 that the kingdom of heaven is within sight of man. So by me trying to mix these two, I think that's where my turmoil is coming in. Could you elaborate, please?
Well, the thing is that you made a great point like that. It said the kingdom is inside. It's what you have inside that you're going to manifest. That's just like, say for instance, you raising, say you got a bulldog. You can either teach this bulldog to be a fighter, or a peaceful dog. Whatever that you feed this dog more of is trying to be rough and mean, that's what's going to resolve who you are.
Hallelujah. Preach it, brother.
But see, the thing is that whatever in of them, whatever we manifest, the goodness going to show what type of person you are. Whatever you do, whatever you put more into, that's who you are. And that's when you kind of come to terms and learn what the scriptures are talking about. And I see that you've been studying your Bible and you're deep into it. And you're searching for a better understanding. And that's what we all need to do. is search for a better understanding. More understanding you have in life, the further that you're going to go in life. And that's what people set up their walls up in life. They make a maze for themselves. Once you set up a lot of walls in your life, you make a maze. You know, that little maze, you draw that little line and go down here and go down here, then you come to a wall and you're stuck. That's what we do with our life. We put up so many walls in our life, and we get stuck and don't know how to get out. So we got to backtrack and go back up. But once you take some of these walls down in your life, then you can become harmonizing yourself, trying to come closer to the scriptures and harmonize yourself with the spirit and flesh. I hope that opened up an understanding to you, sir.
Yes, sir. I really thank you, Mr. Lowe, because you gave me what I needed today. You gave me almost like a prescription. And the last part of that prescription that I'm trying to digest is this. You know, I call myself Brother Israel because I've been through so much. And when Jacob was going through the trial, he wrestled with an angel that day and wouldn't let the angel go because he was searching for a blessing. And I went through a portion of life where I wrestled with God, but I didn't let go. And I received the blessing, and God gave me something that I never had before. He took away my old name and gave me a new name. He took away my old life and gave me a new life. He took away my old man and gave me a new man. He took away that spirit that was contaminated, and he cleaned it up. So the last portion of that prescription that I'm digesting is what you said about reflection. And I'm thinking water is something that if you look at it, you can see yourself. So I'm thinking about the spirit, and if I think about the spirit, it says that we were made in the likeness, in the image of God. So now I'm trying to see myself as a lower manifestation of the king. But something James wrote is what really has me trying to digest that last portion of prescription you gave me. James said in a portion of scripture, he said, a man looks in the mirror and walks away from the mirror and forgets what type of man he was. So if I'm dealing with my temper, I think I may need to, and we all may need to remember who we are, where we are, and what we have going on in the body of Christ, because not just that the people are looking, but that we are representatives and we are stewards of the gospel, and we bring the good news. So I really want to thank you for getting this piece digested inside of my system, because if I wouldn't have thought about reflection, I wouldn't have thought about the people that are contaminating me and making my temper set off at different times. So now I just need you to take me one more place before I let you go. How do I cut these people to change my temper?
Hello, Miss Israel.
Yes, sir.
Time is consuming right now, but I would like to say this. Could you please call us back next week at the same time, the same place, and I will have an answer for your question. Like I say, it's time consuming right now, and the show is about to end. And I don't want to be disrespectful to you, but could you call back next week, and we can finish this conversation and stuff like that.
At the same time, sir. This is my first time calling, and I really want to thank you for letting me be on your show today.
It's a pleasure for you to come to my show. That's why I want to make it back to people and stuff like that. But call me next week at the same time, same place, Mr. Israel.
Yes, sir. Grace.
Okay.
And peace you have be unto you.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Well, right now we're coming to the end of the show, and I would like to end with a prayer. I would like to post God throne and ask him, God, could you let us collectively gather each other in our wings and help us to grow and to fly together in life? Look over our difference and come to oneness of the spirit to harmonize so that we can all grow and understand your ways, God, and your commandments which that you have given us. This I pray in your son's name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Y'all have a day.
HipHopNational.com.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour through the new music industry on Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio. Hip Hop. Hip Hop.